This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We want to turn our eyes now to the city of Meridian, where longtime mayor Tammy DeVeard did not run again. However, she did give her endorsement to her longtime chief of staff, Robert Simison. Mayor DeVeard is joining us by phone right now. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day.
Hi, Gemma. It's great. It's a beautiful day outside, and we're excited for the future of Meridian.
So your chief of staff, Robert Simison, won the election last night. How do you feel today knowing that he will take over the reins from everything that, you have done and the legacy that you have left?
Well, I'm excited for the future of our community. And, you know, Robert has been an integral part and member of our team. And I know that he's going to care for this community as I have. It's going to be a little bit different, but different is good. And the transition in and of itself is going to be so much smoother.
Is there something, like maybe a policy or an initiative, that you hope that he continues from your time in office?
Oh, absolutely. There's three initiatives that were started when I first came into office that have been very important to our community, and I believe that they have been an important part of our brand, and that is our focus on family and youth, our focus on collaboration with various groups, our faith community, our business community, our school communities, and our efforts in substance abuse and prevention and treatment and those kind of things. Those are all well established, but he has been involved in them, and I believe that he will be carrying those forth.
So what are your plans after leaving office? You're going to take a little time off, and are we going to see you again? Or, you know, is this like, you know, you're ready just to maybe wrap things up and open up a new chapter?
Well, I will continue to live in Meridian. I will definitely continue to care about this community. And I have already told our elected officials, I will be keeping an eye on things. We have definite challenges here in Meridian with the growth not only of our community but the entire valley. And we need to be working together and not just in the community with our residents, but also with our neighboring communities in the counties. And I'm hopeful. Representative Palmer ran for the mayor. He expressed his love and his desire to be part of a transportation solution. And I'm hoping that he's going to be working with Robert to move forward on some of those promises.
I want to thank you so very much for taking some time to talk with us. Always nice to hear from you. And I'm sure we'll be chatting with you before you officially leave office. We've been talking.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. We've been talking with Meridian Mayor Tammy DeVeard. Her chief of staff, Robert Simison, was elected into office last night to be the next leader of that city. We now want to head to South Central Idaho for some continuing coverage there. Our Rachel Cohen is joining us from Twin Falls right now with the very latest on those races. So, Rachel, you were following, what races were you following last night in particular in Twin Falls and in Blaine counties?
Yes. Well, we didn't have anything quite like what you had in Boise
well, good.
Last night, but we were following the Twin Falls City Council race, looking at some bond issues, both in Twin Falls and in Ketchum, and then City Council elections in the Wood River Valley, too.
Okay, so let's talk about the Twin Falls jail bond. This needed a super majority, right? A 2/3 of the vote. So what happened?
That's correct. A majority did vote in favor of the bond, but it wasn't enough to get this vote passed. It came in about 58% of voters voted in favor of the jail bond. So the commissioners are going to have to go back to the drawing board on that. There's a chance there might be another vote sometime in the future. But for right now, some of those issues still still remain that they were trying to work out with this bond.
And then Twin Falls City Council and Mayor, what do we know about those today?
Yes, so we had 11 candidates vying for 4 seats on the council. 3 of those seats had incumbent candidates, and they all won back their seats. And that includes the mayor, Sean Berger, who did have to reclaim his council seat last night, and he did so. So that puts him at least in the running to become mayor for another 2 years. But as we've discussed, the council will select the mayor in January.
So what about Blaine County? There were several seats open for a school board, for a school trustee, and this has been a bit contentious.
Yeah, the school board is something that has been talked about pretty frequently over the past year. This race in particular wasn't super contested because of the 3 open seats, only one had more than one candidate running. So there was only one contested seat. The other 2 were already shoo-ins for that. So last night, Amber Larna beat Alexis Lindbergh for 1 trustee seat on the school board. So in January, there will be 3 new members of that board.
I want to thank you for your reporting, Rachel. We're going to let you go, and we're going to now turn to Valley County. Let's connect with Valley County Commissioner Sherry Maupin. She is joining us to talk about a levy that would have placed a higher tax on property owners, most of whom don't actually live in Valley County. Commissioner Maupin, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day.
You bet. Pleasure to join you.
So you were here live in studio with us last week talking about this levy. So for people who might have missed that interview, what was the aim of this levy, and what problem would it have fixed?
So we are trying to find a stable funding source for our road department. And this is a result of loss of federal funds through the Safe Rural Schools initiative. And we have, in the past few years, just been on a road maintenance program, doing very, very basic work to our roads. And we are trying to find a source of funding which allows us to continue that maintenance, continue our snow plowing program, and potentially work together to build some new roads for the future.
So it did need a supermajority to pass, so 2/3 of the vote. It did receive a majority of votes, but it did not pass, correct?
That is correct. We would have required 67%.
So what does this mean now for Valley County?
Well, what it means is we need to have more public input to the process. So we are going to... Well, we haven't met yet to decide future steps, but I'm speaking for my behalf. We are starting a strategic planning committee, which will include a lot of the employees within the county and invite in some of the public to help us plan for the future. And this is going to have to be one part of that conversation. And also the road department needs to go in and find out exactly which roads are priority, which ones have to be fixed, which ones have to be plowed. So there's going to be a full overview of our road department and division and our roadmap, and make sure that we're trying to do as much as we can with the funding that we have.
Do you think you will try to put this on the next election?
That hasn't been determined, and I think it actually is going to be a lot of work with the public before we do that. That is certainly one option, but we want to make sure that it's the right timing for our voters and that they understand exactly what it is we're trying to accomplish. I think they need more information. I think they need to know what plans we have, which roads we're going to be working on first. So I think there's a lot of planning before we make that decision.
I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We've been talking with Valley County Commissioner Sherry Maupin. Thanks again for your time. And before we take a quick break, Jasper and Don, we also saw the Napa School Board trying to pass a levy. So we've got no. Surprised by these results?
Not in Idaho.
No.
That's depressing.
But I think you have to really sell it. I mean, I'm out in Caldwell. They pass a levy every time, and which you wouldn't think that they would. But if you I think the commissioner would have done what she says she was going to do now. If she'd done it already, it might have passed. So you have to really lay the groundwork. You can't just throw it on the ballot and expect people to accept it.
If there's a theme in Idaho Matters today, it is that voters across the region want to have input on the process as it goes along, and it is showing up in elections all over the place.
And I think it's I think you're right completely that it's the process that even if you come out with the same thing, it's they want to feel that they've had input and you've listened to them, and even if it's still the stadium or road.
Even if it ends up being the same.
Exactly, that they've been heard.
So up next, we will be talking with an Ada County election official about how the high turnout in Boise and in Eagle. We'll talk about that specifically. But then we're going to find out exactly how this runoff election will work and also who pays for it. I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters.